All right, call this meeting to order. It is 6:33, June 21st, 2021. You all will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Going to? My stand was still wet. All right. We have a quorum. Treasurer Carol Tracy, Clerk Michael Seeds, Trustee Chris Kilpatrick. Approval of minutes for May 17th, 2021. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0. All right. Michael?
The only thing I really have to report is I did call Rose Hill Reporter and or sent an email to Rose Hill Reporter and Butler County Gazette about changing our date or our day that we have our meeting on. No confirmation back, so I guess I'll have to wait for Gail to get the next Rose Hill Reporter to tell me if it's right or not.
Sorry, yesterday, or one of them are reporters. That wasn't on my mind yet.
Okay, well.
Well, will you look at it again when you get home and let us know if it's still reporting it? Because we're not getting any emails. Or
this last week.
Wasn't in there.
Yeah, I mean, so I called today.
I think it was still listed on Thursday.
Okay. All right, I will follow back up with them. And that's about it.
Okay. Reconciliation summary. We had a beginning balance of $408,610.09. Cleared transactions for $90,141.32. And we had one deposit of the interest for $21,605. Which left us with a clear balance of $318,490.52. The unclear transaction.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I'm sorry.
I interrupted him on accident.
What?
The 90,000.
That we had 90,119 and 57 cents for the cleared transactions, which left us at 318,490. And 52 cents. The uncleared transactions, there were three items out, and Southwest Quarry was one of them. So that was big. And that was $21,296.81. So the ending balance would be $297,193.71. And these are back there. If you
want to see. Okay. You're gonna throw this right, Michael.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the vouchers for month of May 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Okay, overseer's report. So, the city was going to start charging us for water, took our free water away. So instead, we went and got a water pump and installed it on the back of PT5's self-load. And it's working out really good. We've got a hole behind the shop we're pumping out of, and we can also pump out of the low water bridge. It takes 12 minutes to fill a truck. So, We're boogieing right along. Installed some strobe lights on it. Had to replace the alternator and replace the AC condenser. It still needs wiring fixed for the brake lights and turn signals. When they shortened the truck, they took a fuse box out. We've been over the whole township except for county line, I found out today, on mowing. We have the new tires on motor grader. We replaced two tires on PT3. Replaced the two rear tires on the tractor. And we've started the buildup on Prairie Creek 6 for chip seal. I met with Dave Springbrob three times since the last meeting. My drainage issues on 143rd, 146, Queens Lace, and a couple others. 143rd and 146 meet the requirements to change the metal culverts out to concrete boxes, and also it's going to require quite a bit of ditch work. Queens Lace needs a larger metal culvert, and around the corner some ditch work, some tree clearing. Prairie Creek needs larger culverts in that driveway. Oh, sorry. And he's assessing drainage issues on 120th 5, which is between Indianola and Tewakene, on Metalark 4, north of the cemetery, where it drains into a waterway, and 180th 4. Katz rebuilt the rear cylinder on the grader because we're having droppage issues. Put new slides in, a new valve, and today they were out and put a new front wheel drive switch in. Lewis Street came out and fixed a leak on the backhoe. We had a successful day giving the topsoil away to the residents. It was a little slimy that morning, but we got through it.
Bless you.
We will have another one this fall. We'll continue to build up the roads for chip seal as our deadline's closing in. The salt and pepper rock that the quarry has on our high traffic roads lasted less than 2 weeks. And so we're gonna be looking for a different rock.
What is salt and pepper?
It's where they have cream and gray mixed together. There's a little more gray in it than usual. So we have it up on Metalark 1 between 120 and 130, and on Metalark, 120th between Indianola and Tewakene. And it's doing pretty good up there because there's not as much traffic.
So it ends up costing more than the gray rock, correct?
No. It's actually a little bit less, isn't it? Like 50.
I think it's 50 cents.
She's saying it'll cost more in the long run because we have to put more down.
Well,
right.
No,
this is a trial deal.
Sorry, Carol.
Yeah.
It's just a trial, and we did two low maintenance roads, and we did one higher traffic road. High traffic road, it was gone within a couple of weeks. It's been what since we put that up there? It was shortly after the last meeting on Metalark. So it's lasting, it's still pretty solid up there. So on our lower traffic roads, it's going to work, but our high traffic roads, we're going to have to find some harder rock. And we added shelving in the shop, and I've got that organized. We still have a little work to do on the east shop. The quarry computer went down today and she couldn't get me exact totals, but we hauled close to 5,500 tons of rock between Pioneer and us this month. 902 gallons of red diesel was used, 490 gallons of green diesel. And everything on the equipment is running, and you can see the few roads that were graded. Been going around doing a lot of spot grading instead of breaking the entire road open. And that's all I have.
On there, but it's on the part that's not reading.
What's that?
On the
bathroom. Oh, yeah, I know. It's. She usually has it separated, but her computer went down when I called her. She was having trouble. Okay. Board discussion. We've talked a little bit about this, but I met with the county the other day, and Mike Kraft, and Leroy, and Daryl is on the phone, and they are with us this year and probably next year, but they would like to see us start getting some more of our own equipment. They would really like to see us get a spreader for the chip seal, where they only have to send us a truck and the oil wagon and a couple hands to give us a hand instead of having the whole crew out here. Reasons is they're so far behind in work, they've already pushed us back to the middle of August now. And so it's something we need to put in the plans.
When did you have this discussion with them?
When I go to El Dorado last week.
So last week?
Yeah, last week.
Okay.
And so...
And when did you have the conversation with...
With Daryl? 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So that's changed?
Yeah, a week and a half ago.
And so, obviously, we're getting two different stories. Leroy really doesn't want to do it. I know he's not the boss, but it's just something to think about. Drainage plans and future box culverts.
What is a chip seal wagon or whatever?
The spreader.
Spreader.
It's what we dump into. You know how you dump into a paver?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, this reverses it so you're not driving on the oil. They're backing up to it, dumping, and it's moving it ahead, so it's dumping it ahead of the machine. So when you drive over, it's pressing it into the oil. And so.
Then you're gonna have a roller and a broom.
We've got the roller. We just need the broom, and they said they would bring their broom and their oil truck over in a couple tandems.
So. Yeah, knowledge. Well, if they had sent their guys.
Yeah, they're going to send their guys, and we're going to do a lot with them when they come out to do these chip seal roads. Their biggest deal is because when we start having to go back and reseal, we're either going to have to stop pushing ahead and get all of ours resealed again and then continue, or, you know, saying, and what do we got, 2 years before we start reaching 5 years on some of these.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 years, we'll have to stop and start resealing 180th, 170th. And then so we can't do any more. Because they're limiting us to 3 miles a year. And so.
Well, I'd need to know more about this and maybe talk to them. Maybe we can meet with them when we have our budget meeting. Maybe somebody will be there to talk to around the budget meeting.
Are they limiting the other townships 3 miles a year?
I think from all of them, they've limited it down to 3 miles. I don't know. There's not a huge amount of townships that are doing it like we're trying to do.
Right.
So I don't know if it's always been three. That's what he's Mike Kraft has always said, that's all he's doing for any of the townships. The max is three. And not a lot of other townships can afford, you know, one, let alone three.
Not a lot of them can't, but I know of a couple that have got a lot more than I'm slated to do. So
interesting.
The reason I was curious.
Done by Butler County?
Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm curious, is the county. You know, are they telling us one thing because they want to be somewhere else doing it for a different township? I mean, the whole county, we're all taxpayers in this county, so
right.
How are they spreading their resources? You know, how are they determining their allocation of their resources and who comes first?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell you that I know for a fact one of the township roads that they're going to do, the members that live on the road are actually paying part of the bill.
Okay, that helps out.
So I can see them saying, okay, you know, you can forget it. We're going over here because the people who live on the road are actually footing about 35% of the bill to get it done. But I didn't know if they were limiting that or how they were allocating. sources.
I guess that's just a question that we need to ask. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have, I'm still a little concerned on the knowledge piece, but I think it's going to have to be the point that we're going to have to think of something at some point in time, because we are going to get into a mode where we have to do a new layer on some of these. And right now, the way everything's looking, we might be able to go longer than 5 years.
Well, I'm hoping to get seven.
Yeah.
The way I'm building these.
We still run into that. So.
Right. But it's something to start thinking about. All right. Drainage plans, as you heard, I went through some of the boxes that we'll be looking at doing. County line, that new bridge next year. I believe they're in planning process right now. And then on Tuwakini 1, which is between 120 and 130, that arch bridge is looking at to be replaced in 2025. And then, like I said, 143rd, 146th, those two met the requirement. And he's also checking Metal Arc north of the cemetery there where it keeps going over. And if that one meets, he'll push it ahead of those two.
So who puts in like a box concrete?
The county. Okay. The county, well, the county hires it out.
They put it out every year.
Question
on that. And Daryl drives me nuts on this. KDOT allows precast boxes. They come in 6-foot pieces, get out, roads down for a day to a day and a half, get them set, and get out of there. On all of these township county box jobs, because I've bid on a couple of them, he keeps specking it, cast in place, and it takes forever for them to get them built. Your road is down 6 to 8 weeks. Is there any way that the township can say, hey, we want precast per KDOT spec instead? Because then your road isn't down for 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm trying.
That's what they did on 150 is there, yeah. Precast.
Too long.
But all the county roads, they're still, this last contract, he specified.
Yep.
Cast
when
in
when
place, precast wasn't allowed.
At Mulberry?
Yep.
Yeah, there.
And that didn't take.
Yeah,
it didn't take
very long. It's ridiculous.
But
that's a
county road bridge.
And right here south
road.
Of town, they did precast.
Right.
But when it came to, because they let that box contract, there's boxes all over the county in that and they let it all in one piece. But he specified the last two of them that they've put out for bid. He specified cast in place only and would not entertain precast. The only precast you'll see the county do is what they're doing themselves.
Right.
If they're putting it out for bid, they're specifying precast or cast in place only, which is ridiculous because of the timeline that it puts the road down.
Right.
And it does meet KDOT's specifications.
I know that Dave was going to ask about it because two of these are in neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of traffic just cutting neighborhoods in and out.
And I just want to confirm this is something Butler would pay for.
Yes, Butler's paid for these.
Just want to make sure.
So, yes. Basically,
based on hydraulic flow. It's so much hydraulic flow when it breaks a certain point, it becomes the county's responsibility.
Right.
I just want to make sure everybody here knew. I knew that Butler was paying for it.
Yes,
just want to make sure everybody was aware.
Once it meets that flow, then Dave comes out, he gets his maps out, looks at all the drainage, the amount per square foot, and just seeing what he saw, he knew that it would meet, but doing his numbers, those two roads met, and then he's also doing the one on Metal Arc to see, because we've already got two 24-inch culverts in there, feeding that waterway. And there's more water than that coming through there, so he wants to double check that one.
Keep on going.
And so, but yes, those are the three that met two of the five so far that have met speculation. Everything else is either adding another culvert, which is on us, or just some ditch clean out, which 143rd it meets the box, and we have ditch clean out all the way to the south property line, which we have a 50-foot easement through there. So it's about a quarter mile, but it's not much. It's just going in and just kind of tapering it out and daylighting it out. Because what's happened is that's what I was telling you about. The guy put the concrete at the fence line and dammed it up. So
good news, we're going to be getting taken some of our flooding issues away.
Mm-hmm.
Second good news, Butler County's paying for a lot of it. We have a lot of work to do.
Yes. We have a lot. As soon as the chip seal roads go, it goes into drainage. Okay.
Something that was brought up last time that I questioned. You said you're going to replace the concrete culvert. I mean, like the one that's in front of my barn, that concrete culvert is in great shape. Why would
yours,
you replace
yours
it?
Is. I'm not replacing yours.
Okay. Well.
But the ones going, half the ones going under the roads have split. We've got metal signs over them. And
so we won't replace all of them.
No, I'm not worried about driveway culverts.
Okay.
Unless they're split off or, you know, filled up full or something. I haven't even looked at underneath yours to see what it looks like. So you don't have that much water at yours, where if you go down the road, there's one that
gets
a lot of water.
Well, if we get that much, it goes over the road. So.
Yeah, because I believe that's concrete going over right there at Metalark 160.
I don't know, but it's got a big hole in it.
Mm-hmm. And so what's happened is we've got a lot of those concrete under the roads, and then joints separate. And so we've had holes come up. And what the guys have done is went and dug it up, put a couple metal signs over it, and buried it back for temporary fix instead of replacing it. And now a lot of those signs have rusted and kind of going to the way wagon.
All right. Line bridge. There probably isn't any way that you just said we don't have that bridge.
It has nothing to do with, we don't do bridges. That's county.
Yeah, Butler water County's standard. Taking care of it, yeah.
But you got, all the water's coming off the center side.
Well, not all of it. Actually, if you go back up to the north, there's that creek coming out of that neighborhood, and that water comes a long ways from the north, even up from 140th. We have a lot of water winding. It does cross into Sedgwick County and comes back. How that works. So I just saw the drainage study. It was pretty neat. And there's also a guy on Sedgwick County side fixing it in trouble with Sedgwick County for damming up his driveway. So.
So would the plan be to build the road up from the bridge to the north? I've seen that whole place flood before.
That's the plan. So
we'll have to build the road up.
Oh yeah, that's on us.
You need Sedgwick County to help in that.
They're not going to do nothing.
Well,
you can't. I can't get hardly get Bobby to come out and fill the potholes he's got.
Yeah.
So they don't do nothing but grade that sand.
Maybe somebody needs to go to their county commissioner's meeting. Anyway, sorry.
All right, board of business. Consider approval to chip seal these roads for next year of 180-1, Metalark-4, and County Line-3 in 2022.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Consider approval of fencing materials to not exceed $2,500. Supposed to be for the shop, for the new yard.
And what does this include?
Gates, new post gates, new post for the front to hang up the old chain link, gates, and then barbed wire and T-posts to go around the back.
So this is the whole thing?
Post. Well, we're not doing the entire thing, I don't believe. But we are going to do, like, we have the old shop, right? And so we've added this. And so what we've done is we've made this the tree yard. And And so basically it's to go across here, go back here, covering this part.
Okay.
If I have enough, then say I've got a big dirt berm right here and a berm right here so people can't take off out into Gale's field there.
I only planted it, it's not actually my field.
Well, you know, what's his name's field?
Glenn's
field. So, but anyways, I've stopped him from going out there through our entrance. And so if we do end up with enough, he's supposed to be getting me pricing today to figure this up. But to figure this up, it'll stay under the $2,500.
Okay.
For sure. So.
I mean, this back spot, we're still pseudo-reserving it for another cemetery, if
need
be.
You have that elm tree right here and those cedar trees right here right now. We come in here to get water, drive on the backside of those cedars, and our water hole's like right here. Oh. This will all pretty much be a water hole.
And you dug that with the backup?
Mm-hmm. Part of that dirt went to just south of Jack's house, and part of it's going over by his house. So, yeah, it's worked out pretty good. We'll be rock and rolling again tomorrow and the rest of the week. So, but we pumped, we only dropped it a foot. I think we pulled, I want to say 10 loads out of it. And of course it's right back to where it was at. It's actually a little fuller after that rain last night. All right.
So what are we fencing off there?
Basically,
I mean, what's going to be in there?
Equipment, culverts, all that stuff. Okay.
Our rock piles.
Rock piles, okay. Yep. Stuff, basically, you know, keep our stuff safe. See, we're taking this chain link down right here by the east side, and we're going to bring it up here and use it on this front side. And I think I've got a roll of 6 foot. Whatever we're short, we'll finish. And we'll just do barbed wire around the wet rest. So, all right. Motion to approve fencing materials to not exceed $2,500 for the new yard.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Consider approval for employee handbook changes. Were you able to go over that? It wasn't a whole lot of change. It was just changing the...
You can abstain. That's fine.
I'm going to abstain from that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
2-0 and 1 abstain. All righty, that's our business. Citizens?
Who is David Spring?
Bob.
Spring Bob?
Spring Bob.
He's the drainage engineer for Butler County.
Okay, he works for Darrell. The chip seal roads you're proposing, 181 and Middle Arc 4, I understand those. What was the
County Line 3?
County Line 3, was that?
That is the highest survey? That is the highest trafficked, even before the detour.
Roundabout.
If we don't do it, the Roberts will kill us.
Who? Oh.
It kept on getting knocked off the list. There's a lot of work that has to be done on that road. It's going to cost us a lot of money.
I think there's 17 culverts to replace.
Yeah.
Did it finally get fixed after the Sedgwick County? Didn't they chip seal or not chip seal?
They did the millings. It's okay.
I drove down it this morning. It's not bad. We still have that one mud hole coming through there.
Yeah. They did bow mag on it last year, so that helped out.
Got a lot of the
rest of
it. Like I say, it's going to take a lot for cleaning the trees and the
ditches. There's a lot of ditch work south of your house for sure. In front of all those other homes, there's no ditches. Them concrete culverts are sticking above the ground about like so and just full of dirt.
Yeah.
It's like the road, you go from the yard, the driveway, and the road. There is no ditch.
There's a lot of places like that.
So, not as many as there were.
Prairie Creek, between 140th and 130th, there's pretty much no ditch.
Heard a little bit. Trust me, I just got in trouble.
You go a quarter mile north on there,
we're
it's
taking
a swamp.
Too much.
Go a quarter mile north of that intersection.
I know where you're talking. I found a concrete culvert down that road, too.
Where's it going to drain? I mean, it's...
Well, here's the issue is we have all these residents that come out here and put concrete over their driveway without talking to the township. And so now we have concrete and asphalt over them culverts, and we have no choice but to rip them and drop it. It'll drain with a little bit. We've shot it. Randy and I went and shot it because we have that water hole. You know the water hole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll drain on through. It's just got some ruts where the water department or tree department or somebody went through there and just has plugged it up. It ain't going to take a day's worth of dipping the ditch back out, and it'll go.
Okay.
You've got about 2 inches of fall in that whole stretch. And so, unfortunately, I think that lady wanted to see some of the trees gone, so we're going to rip some of hers out. But we're going to have to take her driveway, too, and lower that culvert. And then you got the new construction with the culvert that's smashed down, that's plugging the ditch.
That's 130th and 140th, though, between 130th and 140th.
That's the only part that we have up there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. We don't do 120th and 130th. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's all we have left. We're getting there. It's on my list to rework next year. So there's just around the corner, there's dirt. So
I have a question. Listen. Can I be a citizen?
Sure.
So when you, I guess it
could
was
you
that
please state your name and address?
The little thing that you have on the grader that's supposed to pull rocks up.
Yep.
You went down where you had built up metal art, or 160th, and you made the road probably that much wider. I mean, you're cutting into grass, and then there's a little bit of grass on the inside of where you cut into.
Well, I just pulled up a little bit of rock the other day. It's got to be 24 feet wide, Carol. 24 feet. I've measured it. I'm still within my boundaries. Believe it or not, what we're going to have to do is when we're done building that up, we're going to have to dump dirt on the edge of that rock so it'll hold and wedge it in there. And how we're going to do is we're going to take PT1 and get dirt out of the ditch on metal arc and bring it down there and take the backhoe and bucket it and dump each bucket and wheel roll it. And I'll take my disc and work it and bust some clods up and then pack it in there so you can still have all your grass in there without tearing it all up. But, you know,
about a foot or two is already gone.
24 feet. They're paving 20 foot.
Right.
And so that gives me 2 feet on each side of shoulder. And I think that's a 60-foot right-of-way through there, if I remember correctly. I don't know. We'll see some flags going up here before too long. They were out surveying. So, but yeah, no, that's all that. It's just reclaiming some of that. And I went through the part where I filled and really pulled some of that rock up because that was starting to go down my slope. I didn't like that. Anybody else? Rex? I said something to him over there about that yard. Hop on your mower and get after it, is what I got told.
Well, when you come down and push off that west side of the road,
he'll be down there. He'll be up there mowing tomorrow, and that's dried out enough. Can't let him do that. But there were two cars there this morning. Have you knocked on the door and tried to talk to him? There was a pickup and a van, I believe. So, I think we went through there about 10:30. So, because the water went over north of 140th.
Yeah.
Remember where that camper was at?
Yeah. You can drive down. You can see where the water
is. Yeah, we got a refrigerator on 130th now, too.
Well, you got that new house they just built. And I don't know how the water grade is, but I don't know if he's going to get covered in it or not. Probably will eventually once he gets the construction done.
Yep.
I told him about the meetings.
Speaking about some of these properties, that I wish the county would tax the hell out of them for letting it look like crap, but there was a post on Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch sometime in the last month about somebody in this area that had gotten cited.
That was Richland.
Yeah, that's an area.
I know.
But, so what was the, does anybody know the story behind that?
They had trash lumber, like just piled up lumber. It wasn't stacked neatly. It was just looked like a truck backed up and dumped it. There were dirt piles with weeds growing out of it, you know, that were all falling over. And I mean, if they'd have taken a few hours and just cleaned it up, it'd have been fine.
So and how do we get the county to respond to a few more of those kind of places?
You get five or six people to call the county complaining.
Because we've got several in the area.
But it wasn't just like a yard being mowed. It was, I mean.
Yeah, there was cars. And
there was everything. Yeah. It was a junkyard. So
there's several of them around that look like that.
Going down my road, it looks like that.
I wanted to say, but I wasn't going to say it.
Which road?
Prairie Creek. Rocky.
Right close to Michael.
Yeah.
your neighbor?
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything? Meeting adjourned.